was a bit disappointed for many producers that have done it very tough in the central tablelands and central western tablelands, like the line they've drawn right through. Should have gone far further south. I've got clients in Bathurst who have managed properties here and Bathurst, and they reckon we're in heaven. Well, if we're in heaven, God help hell.
So do you think you deserve government assistance?
Look, I don't think I do, but, well, there's many, many parts of the southern tablelands now, Lucy, that have run out of water, surface water. I think that all these areas, such as the southeast, need to be considered, and the central west, and the Riverina for that matter, need to be considered more closely because of the extent of the dry. Coming off the land and being on the land all my life, I would say this sort of equals 82. 82 snuck up pretty quickly, and it was a bloody dry spell. And this is very, very, very similar. But there's a lot of people moving a lot of stock to abattoirs and sale yards out of district to achieve a better price for the stock they're selling. And most of the stock they're selling is seed stock, unfortunately. I know in my case, I had 100 cows plus a couple of hundred fatteners. Well, the fatteners are down to the probably the next step to leave. The cows, 80% of those went 3 weeks ago, and they were due to calve in March. You know, some of the calves that came off those cows weighed up to 400 kilos. So they're very good cows, and it was a very hard sell to get rid of those cows, but a decision I had to make.
So do you think that farmers on the southern tablelands and the southwest slopes need assistance or will need it very soon?
Look, I think there's many ways of assistance, Lucy. And the best way is to probably talk to the producers in the area, because the biggest cost of selling stock today, apart from probably commission to your agent, is transport. That's where we need assistance in transport. If we don't get rain before the middle of March, we are buggered for the winter, because it will not grow. We will not get the growth. The only thing that will happen, crops will go in, and there'll be some forage crops go in for seed or forage. That will assist a few farmers, but not all.
Some politicians, like Joe Hockey, for example, say the age of entitlement is dead now and farmers should be prepared for droughts. Why should farmers be a special case?
Look, I think farmers have been prepared for drought. I know in my case, I usually have a standing haystack and buy stock in late summer and fatten all winter. Last year, when we didn't end up getting a spring, that standing haystack just disappeared. I see no merit in hand feeding, spending a lot of money on feed, because at the end of the day, every bale you throw out is profit. So in my circumstance, I just sell. I think a lot of other people are now thinking that too. I was a permanent farm manager at Bathurst many years ago, and we wore out vehicles chasing grass, swore never going to do it.